Many students with disabilities who are graduating from high school are willing, able, and want to work. Unfortunately, many of these young people are graduating from high school to their parents' couch with little hope of finding a good job or achieving their full independence. The statistics are striking. Unemployment for people with disabilities is around 14%, and nearly 80% of people with disabilities are currently not in the workforce. This bill seeks to change this and represents a collaboration between individuals, organizations, and disability advocacy groups. Over the past year, members of this Senate have been visited by young people involved with the I Want to Work campaign. You've listened to their stories, you've heard their voices. Many of you have taken selfies with these young people. Dr. Josie Badger and her colleagues were the leading voices for this initiative. And today, we are acting to help ensure the successful transition of high school students with disabilities into a competitive, integrated work environment. House Bill 400 requires the Office of Vocational Rehabilitation in the Department of Labor and Industry to collaborate with local educational agencies, schools, public and private employers, and others to help create educational plans for students to arrange work-based learning experiences and internships, and to provide professional job coaching. Labor and Industry has committed $5 million in state funding, and that will be matched by $18 to $20 million in federal dollars through vocational rehab. I have been pleased to work with my friend and colleague, Representative Maury Gingrich, who chairs the House Labor Committee, and this is her bill. She has truly been a champion in this effort. I also want to commend and pay special thanks to the Democratic Chair of the Labor and Industry Committee, Senator Tina Tartaglione, who has been equally a champion and a voice, as well as LNI Secretary Kathy Mandarino and the Wolf Administration. The disability advocacy groups, I Want to Work campaign, the United Way, 21 and Able, the Campaign for What Works, and the ARC have all been involved in this important initiative. And I have been pleased to be the sponsor of the Senate version of this bill. So today, with your support for House Bill 400, young people with disabilities will help to secure their future. I urge an affirmative vote. Thank you, Mr. President.